moi.
Had a couple questions of who Dua Lipa was.
This is not one of her more popular ones.
No, it's one that was played a little bit, but it's probably my favorite one.
Now I can't get the vision out of my head of putting together the snowball game. Grab a charity, make it a big event. We'll recreate some of the great snow football games, like the Tuck Rule game. It's probably the number one snow football game. We don't need the ice bowl. I don't want it cold. I just want some snow.
Yeah.
We could have the Leon Lett game. Remember when it snowed in Dallas? They were playing on Thanksgiving Day against the Dolphins. It's one of the more iconic losses in the history of the Cowboys, always referred to as the Leon Lett game. I remember it was probably maybe two decades ago. There was an Independence Bowl game in Shreveport, Texas A&M, is it Mississippi State possibly, that that snowed during the game. Yeah. All right, this has got momentum. Regardless of what Sevier says, this has got momentum. This is going to happen. Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome in. This is a good day to stay home and dig out after the snow day yesterday, another snow day today. The sun is out. Melting has begun after this all-time record snowfall in some parts of the state. In Lincoln, they have set a record. In Omaha, we didn't. I mean, if it's going to snow like it did yesterday, you got to set a record. I mean, why stop short? Go big or go home. I feel like we missed here in Omaha, that we did not set a record like the people in Lincoln did.
Yeah, we really did.
But what I need more of is more people to measure how much snow they have in their area. I didn't know that people still owned yardsticks.
Yeah.
Or rulers.
Yeah.
I thought we got rid of those. I thought they were only used to slap my hands when I was in Catholic grade school. Damn Sister Corrine. Rest in peace, by the way, but boy, she was mean. But I saw a lot of yardsticks and rulers.
Yeah.
Apparently, people went to the state fair and got the yardstick. That's an Iowa thing. Like when you go to the Iowa State Fair, I think the Nebraska State Fair as well. Like you'll go by some booths and they'll give you like a yardstick. It's kind of like a cool thing.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes it's tradition. You know, you go to the Minnesota State Fair and you get the cookies.
Okay, yeah.
You go like to the Nebraska State Fair and get a yardstick.
Love it. All right.
But it is a good day to stay home and dig out. And I hope everyone was safe yesterday. Thank you to the first responders, the plow drivers that have, you know, on the main thoroughfares, have done a really good job. And now they'll get onto the side streets. And also, I imagine we will get, is it too soon? You know, we were talking yesterday about the TV weather people in this town. That we're kind of having a battle against each other and trying to peg this storm. And they were getting very, very giddy and excited. You know, we don't need, when we're leaving here yesterday at 2, for people to be saying, it's coming, we're going to get 2 inches an hour. No, we don't need that. We don't need the giddiness in your voice. But how soon before the TV promos pop up? That we were right. We told you how many inches of snow there would be. Because you know that is coming. And we're supposed to get maybe another dusting today. You know, back in the day, George, when I used to go to the one-room schoolhouse and used to walk about 18 miles to go to school, these snowfalls were normal. Now these snowfalls don't come around very much. Please discuss among your friends on why that's the case. I want to keep this all to sports today. Yes. Yes. Also, I you know, for people that did the multiple rounds, like the smart play is not to wait for it all to end, but you know, do a round here, come back in, shut her down, go back out, so that you're not all of a sudden shoveling 12 inches of snow. But it's that weird part of your neighbor. If you have a snowblower and they don't, like, do you feel the need to go help them while they're, you know, busting their back shoveling?
It's rough out there.
And for the young woman that I helped today that was trying to dig out her car with a snow scraper. We'll learn. We'll learn. I kind of wanted to ask her if she was from this part of the country. Because I saw last night on the news, There were truck drivers that were semi drivers that were coming through this area, and some are not from here, so they're not used to driving in snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably just waking up right now at the truck stop, and that's probably a good thing.
Mm.
Let me give you the lineup for this Tuesday edition. There is a lot going on. This is, of course, the 26th of January. 1 year ago today, nine people perished in a helicopter crash in Southern California, and on board was Kobe Bryant and his daughter. 1 year ago today, we will discuss what it's, I mean, at the time, January 26th, 2020, you thought that would be the worst thing that happened in that year.
Wow. Exactly. Wow.
1 year later, we'll discuss Kobe Bryant 1 year later, his second act, which may have been on par to be as good as his first act, or maybe even better. The more you hear about Kobe Bryant post 1 year ago today. Also, today will be a moment for Major League Baseball and the sport of baseball that will get scrutinized. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, they will open the doors at Cooperstown and announce who is going into the class of 2021. I personally don't believe that anybody will go into the Baseball Hall of Fame, which doesn't happen very often, and we'll get into why it will not happen. And then maybe you did something like I did yesterday. So you're hunkered down. You're watching it snow. You can hear the beep, beep, beep. You got people in your neighborhood that have the snow blowers going. You got the skid loaders. You got the plow drivers. You got the private contractors that are out there getting rid of the snow. So you're thinking, all right, what do I want to watch? I went down the YouTube rabbit hole last night of Levante David. Kind of got into this yesterday, the former Husker, now one of the best linebackers in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and probably in the last 2 years, definitely this year, has gotten more of the national recognition because the Bucs are better, so people are paying more attention to the Bucs, and they realize what a great football player, period. Whether he was in high school, junior college, Nebraska, or with the Buccaneers, what a great football player that Levante David is. I went down the rabbit hole of watching his brief highlights at Nebraska. We're going to talk about how he's remembered at Nebraska. It was so brief. It was just 2 years. But it might have been one of the best two-year stretches by anybody in Nebraska football history. In my book, he's among the top four linebackers. Combined your outsides, your insides, your Mike linebacker, your Sam, your Will, whatever you'd like to do. But, gosh, did we appreciate Levante David enough here? I know we enjoyed his 2 years, but it was just 2 years. He wanted longer. But his football career is amazing. What he's been able to do, and a Super Bowl championship, which I hope it doesn't happen because, of course, the team I'm rooting for, would cap off maybe one of the more successful NFL or successful football careers that has a Nebraska connection. So we will talk about Levante David, among other things, as we roll till 2. Matt Lothrop will join us from KETV. Matt's been so kind to come on. He's a Bills fan. So we will discuss Sunday night and the possibility that the Bills and the Chiefs could be right back in the same situation next year. Robin Washett will join us. Nebraska basketball, just trying to make it through the week before they are scheduled to play again. I know it's about money. It's driving towards the NCAA men's basketball tournament. I don't think Iowa State should have played last night. They played Oklahoma State over in Ames. I guess you tip the cap and say, with eight guys, four starters out because of COVID protocol, Iowa State tried. But why was that game played? That game should not have been played in Ames last night. And Oklahoma State, without Cade Cunningham, the presumed number one draft pick in the NBA draft this year, they rolled Iowa State. Now, they didn't pull away until later in the game, but they still ended up winning by 21. But I don't think that game should have been played last night. So Robin will join us at 1, and Tom Chattel stops by at 1:20 to discuss a plethora of things that are on his plate and mine. You're always welcome to join the conversation, 951-1620. You can drop us an email at any time into the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally. Gary or George at 1620thezone.com or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620, at MyAcesBlack04, or at GarySharpShow. We are a day closer to the Super Bowl and maybe a day closer to the divorce of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
He already came out and said he's not going anywhere.
That's good, but I got lots of questions still.
About what?
Is there any way possibly that Jordan Love can survive in Green Bay?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you, George.
That's a good question.
10:45 on a Tuesday morning. It's the Gary Sharp Show, off and running.